Today we continue our series of interviews with the Democratic candidates for the 2004 presidential nomination. Joining us from Cleveland is U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. Welcome to the program, Congressman Kucinich.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You're in your fourth term in the House. Before that, you were a state senator. As a young man, you were a mayor of Cleveland, very controversial mayor. To someone who might question that resume as a recommendation for the White House, what would you say you've done in your career that prepares you for the presidency?
Well, as mayor of Cleveland, I stopped a takeover of our municipal electric system by a utility monopoly and refused the demand of the largest bank in the state of Ohio that I sell our municipal electric system to this utility monopoly in which the bank had a financial interest. So early on in my career, I showed a willingness to stand up to special interest and protect the public interest. And the people of Cleveland, since I made that decision some 25 years ago, have benefited mightily from having a municipal electric system.
That's a much smaller arena than the national capital and world affairs. Is it really applicable to being president of the United States?
Well, character is an arena that is expansive and includes one may do in a career.
On Iraq, if you took office in January of 2005 and U.S. troops were experiencing much the same situation that they experience today, what would you do?
I've already put a plan on my website to get the United States out of Iraq. My plan is within 90 days to remove all United States troops from Iraq. I don't want a single American soldier in Iraq. The presence of the United States in Iraq at this moment is a cause of instability in Iraq. The crisis and the violence is deepening. The United States is finding itself in a condition where we're now bombing villages in order to save villages. We need to get out of Iraq. I have a plan to end the occupation of Iraq. Within 90 days, my plan can go into effect and enable the UN to come in and to get the U.S. out of Iraq.
On another matter, a Republican-sponsored Medicare bill, one which some Democrats supported, is about to become law, and it might as well have been drafted on a different planet from the Medicare for All plan that you've proposed, in which there would be no private health insurance, a Canadian-style single-payer system. How would you lead the country and the Congress from where it is today to such a radically different position on health insurance?
You are absolutely right. The Bush legislation was drafted on another planet. It's the planet greed. And my legislation was drafted on the planet Earth, which recognizes how many of our people do not have adequate health care, how many families are finding themselves desperate to be able to get the health care which a loved one needs, but people can't afford it.
Well, how would you push the Congress that has been elected on that very planet, how would you get them over to where you want them to be?
Well, in 1932, Franklin Roosevelt, as the Democratic nominee, understood that the nation needed broad economic reforms. He appealed to the American people to give him a Congress which would enable those reforms to be enacted. And the American people responded magnificently, electing 88 new members of the House and 13 new members of the Senate. That created the context for a New Deal. FDR offered, as the nominee of the party in 1932, and I believe that if you go to the American people with that energy and that clarion call for economic reform, they'll respond and create the Congress which will be needed to pass the reform.
Do you think, actually, that the level of discontent and public insecurity in the United States in 2003 is as great as it was in 1932?
It may be more so because you not only have widespread unemployment and a condition where people are maxed out on their credit cards, they're finding that economic insecurity is great because of the shakeout in corporate America, the mergers that have canceled jobs, the tremendous amount of jobs that have left this country, 3 million since the year 2000 in manufacturing. Yeah, this is a tough time in America, and it's a time for someone who...
Comparable to the Great Depression, you think? In terms of people's sense of insecurity?
Well, you know, you'd have to ask someone who was present at that time. But I would say that I can speak to this moment. And we have to see that, you know, FDR, when he saw the country in trouble, he appealed to Americans in 1933. He said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." And now Americans are being told by this administration, be afraid, be very afraid. Well, you know, that's not a sufficient approach to leadership. This administration is plunging this country into economic trouble by giving tax cuts to the wealthy, by fighting a war and wasting hundreds of billions soon on a war that we didn't have to fight, by a $400 billion Pentagon budget that is greatly wasteful. You know, I'm looking at taking America in a new direction, one which affirms the hopes of people to protect our liberties and also creates prosperity.
Well, Congressman Kucinich, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dennis Kucinich, U.S. Representative from Ohio and one of the Democrats seeking his party's presidential nomination for 2004.